If you clicked on this video expecting a high win rate strategy or a fancy indicator or some quick magic shortcut to get rich with trading, I want you to click off of this video right now. Seriously, I want you to leave because if you're still looking for an external solution to an internal problem, well, you've already failed. This is the uncomfortable truth that most other trading YouTubers are not going to tell you. You don't have a strategy problem. You have an identity problem. You are trying to build a $1 million trading account with the mindset, habits, and self-image of a broke, undisciplined amateur. In this video, I'm gonna show you how to eliminate your current trading identity and adopt a completely new identity where you naturally attract profitability instead of chasing it. If there's any video that you watch today, make it this one because I'm going to completely shift your perspective as a trader. Let me know if this sounds familiar in the comments, but I can guarantee that you are falling into this exact trap where every single time you hit a losing streak or you face some adversity in your trading, you scratch your entire strategy. And next thing you know, you're on YouTube for 5 hours every single day trying to find the next unbeatable indicator or the next strategy that's finally going to help you become a profitable trader. You keep looking for a shortcut that's going to just expedite your success overnight, and you keep convincing yourself that the market is rigged or that your strategy is what's holding you back towards actually finding profitability. Or perhaps you're a complete beginner who wants to pursue trading. You have dreams of becoming a profitable trader, but when it comes down to taking action and actually putting yourself in a position to succeed, you tell yourself that you can't do it. You tell yourself that you're not smart enough, that you're not tech savvy enough, that you don't have what it takes in order to become profitable. Here's the thing, your trading account will always shrink to the level of your own self-image. You cannot execute a seven-figure trading strategy if your own subconscious self-image is, I am someone who loses. If you identify as an unprofitable trader and as someone who doesn't have what it takes to actually succeed, well, that's who you're going to become. When you hesitate on a high conviction setup, or you move your stop loss because you can't handle being wrong, or you exit out of a winning trade way too early because you fear giving back profits, that isn't a technical error. That's your subconscious mind acting in alignment with who you think you are. And if deep down you identify as an undisciplined trader who isn't ready for consistent money, your brain will subconsciously look for ways to confirm that belief by making stupid mistakes. You need to structure your mindset and identity in such a way where you already are the profitable trader that you want to become. And that's exactly what I did 6 years ago when I first started learning how to trade. And of course, my father was the one who taught me. He was my trading mentor. And as I was trading with him every single day, I was also reading a book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And this book completely reprogrammed my mind. It came down to two core principles. The first one being definitive purpose. Most traders fail because their goal is weak and vague. They'll say, I just want to make money. Well, that's not a goal. That is a wish. You need to have a clear, non-negotiable target, a real quantifiable goal. And you need to know exactly how you're going to achieve that goal and who you have to become to actually reach it. Ideally, you write down this goal on a piece of paper and you also specify how long you want it to take to actually accomplish that goal. For example, I am going to paper trade for my first 2 months and build consistency. For my following 2 months, I'm going to start off with $10 risk and my goal is to make 2 to 3 R's every single day. After 6 months, my goal is to scale my risk to $50 to $100 and I want to be making at least $200 to $300 every single day. And by the end of my first year, I want to be risking $100 to $300. And my goal is to achieve a six-figure income. When you write down your goals, they become clear in your mind. They're no longer vague. And what you should be doing is looking at these goals every single day. And from there, looking into the mirror and telling yourself, I am going to accomplish this. I am going to become the profitable trader that I want to be. This is exactly what I did when I first started trading, and I almost manifested my own reality of being a successful trader. I quite literally forced it into existence, but it all starts out with having clear, concise goals. And this is essentially the second core principle. Your subconscious mind cannot tell the difference between physical reality and a deeply imagined belief. So if you wake up every single day and you tell yourself that you're a struggling trader, your subconscious brain will deliver struggling trader results. But when you start conditioning your mind to think, act, and execute like an elite trader, like an elite risk manager, way before the money even arrives, your external environment has no other choice but to adjust to your internal state. Real quick, if you resonate with this video so far, I highly recommend watching my free 10 plus hour trading course. It is genuinely better than most paid courses on the internet. It's gonna help you structure your new identity as a trader. It's gonna teach you my system, it's gonna teach you my strategies, and it's gonna help build the foundation for your trading success. Take advantage of it. You can get free access to it directly below this video in the description. And 6 years ago, when I was still learning how to trade, I acted like a profitable trader way before I made even a single dollar. I acted like I made 100 grand with trading already. And I would buy things when I didn't really have all that much money. I would take my friends out for dinner and I would pick up the check because in my mind, that's what a profitable trader would do. And this helped me eliminate self-doubt. It helped me eliminate self-limiting beliefs because I had the utmost confidence that I'm actually going to accomplish this because within my mind, I've already achieved it. I'm already a profitable trader. And that just gave me so much confidence that, you know, it was just really a matter of time until the profits hit my brokerage account. So how can this shift of identity actually help you get results? Well, first, you need to understand how the human mind achieves results in the first place. And it follows a very specific chain. First, your identity drives your thoughts. From there, your thoughts create your beliefs, and your beliefs dictate your actions. Most trading advice tells you to focus on the end of the chain, where they'll tell you to just take better actions, follow your rules, stop revenge trading. But if you haven't changed your own fundamental identity, forcing those actions takes massive willpower, and eventually that willpower is going to break. And when it breaks, you end up making undisciplined decisions. You trade from emotion and you end up losing a whole lot of money. But when you change your identity first, deciding that you're a professional and calculated risk manager, your thoughts shift automatically. Instead of thinking, what if I lose money on this trade? You're going to think, does this setup actually follow my system? And suddenly taking disciplined action isn't a struggle anymore. It's a natural expression of who you are as a trader. To build this new identity, I want you to do two things today. Number one, stop identifying with your past mistakes. And number two, I want you to ruthlessly raise your standards. Listen, just because you blew an account last month or you made some stupid trading mistake and you lost money does not make you a failure of a trader. Those mistakes were just market data, and you can learn from that data. I want you to stop carrying old losses like they're a badge of shame. Every single trader in the world makes mistakes. I made a bunch of mistakes today. Making mistakes and losing is a part of the game. It's inevitable in trading, and you shouldn't be worrying about cutting all of your mistakes or cutting down on your losing trades. You should be focused on risk management and limiting the amount that you lose when you do make a mistake or when you do have a losing trade. The best and most elite traders in the world are the best losers because they're able to limit those losses. Believe me when I tell you, you are going to continue to make mistakes, so you have to become comfortable with yourself when you do make one. Finally, every single loss that you take as a trader is actually a win as long as you learn from it. So if you're a beginner trader, don't try to be perfect. You want to take as many losses as possible. Just make sure you're doing that on very small risk or paper trading so it doesn't actually impact the capital in your account. And as long as you're learning from those losses, it's going to propel you forward. Sometimes in trading, it's even more important knowing what not to do compared to knowing what to do. knowing which trades to avoid is just as important as knowing which trades to be aggressive on. Now, when it comes to raising your standards, I want you to ask yourself, what are the standards of the trader that I want to become? Would a seven-figure trader sleep in, roll out of bed, miss their pre-market prep, and then take a trade out of boredom, or take a revenge trade, or take a trade and then not respect their stop loss? Would a seven-figure trader double up on their size because of greed after a winning trade? Would a seven-figure trader break their entire trading plan just because they feel a little bit of FOMO? Absolutely not. They hold themselves to a way higher standard. Their habits and their actions align with the type of trader that they want to be. And you need to be doing the same exact thing. You have to hold yourself accountable and you have to be disciplined. You also need to have enough of a healthy self-ego and enough self-respect where you tell yourself you're above this sort of amateur trading behavior. When your standards rise, your low effort habits die. And yes, I understand that this is going to be hard work. You have to accept that from the beginning. You have to be disciplined. You have to be patient. And how can you expect to become the consistently profitable trader that you want to be without thinking, acting, or executing like one? At the end of the day, money in trading is a form of energy, and your personal results are a reflection of your own self-image. Stop chasing the money. Stop chasing the next high win rate strategy or fancy indicator, and I want you to focus 100% of your attention on becoming the type of person that money flows to naturally. Right after this video ends, I want you to open up your notebook, and I want you to write down the actions, the traits, the habits of a seven-figure version of yourself. And I want you to commit to those standards starting today. I want you to eliminate the amateur version of yourself that you were yesterday. Step into your new identity and let the markets catch up to who you currently are. Step into your new identity and let the markets catch up to who you've become. If you enjoyed this video and if you resonated with this video, make sure you leave a comment, make sure you leave a like, and make sure you subscribe to the channel. Thank you guys so much for watching. I will see you guys on the next video.